Trump to nominate Hung Chau as Secretary of the Navy. President Donald Trump announced Tuesday that he will nominate Hung Chau to be the next Secretary of the Navy, according to a post on Truth Social. Chau has been the acting secretary since April 22 this year after John Phelan stepped down. "We need patriots like Hung leading our Navy and Marine Corps, and I can think of no one better than him to make sure our great Navy and Marine Corps remain the fiercest and best force the world has ever seen," Trump said in his post. Chau thanked Trump in a post on X. "It's an honor of a lifetime to lead the great warriors of the Navy and Marine Corps team," Chau said in the post on Tuesday. "I'm grateful for your leadership and support as we continue to get after shipbuilding and ensure the defense of the homeland." Chau's nomination comes as Democrats have raised concerns about conditions aboard the USS Abraham Lincoln and the effect of its extended deployment on sailors' mental health and the Navy's readiness. The Navy acknowledged Tuesday that combat with Iran in the Middle East has seen disruptions at supply hubs, including those used by the USS Lincoln, which had its deployment extended in May. The service responded by prioritizing deliveries to the carrier, beginning with food, followed by hygiene products and crew mail. The aircraft carrier USS George Washington arrived in the Middle East on August 19, bringing relief for the USS Lincoln. The USS Washington is the fourth aircraft carrier to be engaged in the Iran War. Chau came to the United States as a refugee from Vietnam in 1975. His family subsequently moved to West Africa for his father's work as a USAID contractor, before Chau's mother returned with the children to the United States when Chau was 12. They settled in Northern Virginia. In 1989, Chau entered the Navy as a seaman recruit and later attended the U.S. Naval Academy, graduating and receiving his commission as a Special Operations Officer in 1996. He specialized in explosive ordnance disposal and deep-sea diving during a military career that included deployments to Iraq, Afghanistan, and Somalia. He became Undersecretary of the Navy in October 2025 and assumed responsibility as Acting Secretary of the Navy on April 22, 2026. The Pentagon has seen substantial turnover among its top civilian and military leaders in recent months. Phelan departed as Navy Secretary in April after 13 months in the position. Trump said Phelan's exit was a result of conflicts he had with some officials over shipbuilding and ship procurement. Army Secretary Dan Driscoll submitted his resignation on August 31 after serving about 18 months. The White House gave no reason for Driscoll's departure. The Army's top leader, General Randy George, was fired in April, and its commander in Europe and Africa, General Christopher Donahue, departed in June. Chau's nomination will be referred to the Senate Armed Services Committee, which may hold a confirmation hearing before voting on whether to advance it. If approved by the committee, the nomination proceeds to the full Senate for a confirmation vote.